Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord, and they spoke and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. He has thrown horse and its rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my melody, and he became salvation to me. This is my God, and I will prepare a dwelling for him, the God of my father, and I will extol him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. He cast Pharaoh's chariots and his army into the sea, and the elite of his crews of three sank in the Red Sea. The depths covered them. They descended into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious by power. Your right hand, O Lord, has crushed the enemy. And in the wealth of your splendour, you demolished those rising up against you. You sent your fury, which consumed them like stubble. And by the breath of your nostrils, the water heaped up. The liquid stood like a mound. The depths solidified in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will catch up with them, I will share out the spoil, my fervour will be satisfied on them, I will draw my sword, my hand will disinherit them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank like lead in mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you? Glorious in holiness, fearfully praiseworthy, performing wondrously. You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them up. In your kindness you have led the people whom you redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy dwelling place. The nations will hear about it and will be awestruck. Writhing has seized the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chieftains of Edom will be terrified. As for the mighty ones of Moab, trembling will seize them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Dread and fear will descend on them. By the magnificence of your arm, they will be dumbfounded like a stone, until your people cross over, O Lord, until the people you have purchased cross over. You will bring them in and plant them at the mountain of your inheritance, a place established for you to dwell in, which you, O Lord, have made. A sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord will reign age-abidingly and timelessly. For Pharaoh's cavalry with his chariot fleet and his riders went into the sea, but the Lord caused the water of the sea to return over them, whereas the sons of Israel went on dry land in the middle of the sea. Then Miriam the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a drum in her hand, and all the women went out following her with drums and dancing. And Miriam intoned to them, Sing to the Lord, for he is most exalted. He cast horse and its rider into the sea. Then Moses moved Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out to the desert of Shur. And they went for 3 days in the desert, but they did not find water. And they came to Marah, but they could not drink the water of Marah, for it was bitter, which is why it is called Marah. The people then complained about Moses, and they said, What will we drink? And he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord pointed out a piece of wood to him, which he threw into the water, and the water became fresh water. He established for them a statute and a law there, and he tested them there, and he said, If you carefully obey the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and hearken to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then I will not lay on you any of the diseases which I laid on Egypt, for I am the Lord your healer. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water, and 70 date palm trees, and they encamped there by the water.